I'm Tommy Gimler. The NFL Twitter account was hacked this morning, which means somebody finally figured out that the password was Roger6969. They're going to have to come up with something a little better for the upcoming football season if they don't want that to happen again.
Oh, and sorry, I'm trying to figure out Snapchat. Looks like I can't figure it out. This is Brady Matthews, and I can't figure out Snapchat. Keith, just call me.
And I'm Adam Furberg, and I'm here to say that baseball fights are great again, and now I can finally watch baseball.
No one goes to Snapchat for Keith.
The Daily Upper-Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, guys, welcome. We're coming to you live from the wood. 2 weeks in a row we're up here at Brady Matthews' bachelor pad up here.
Yes.
Surrounded by paintings and Frogger. Or is that Double Dragon? What is
no,
it?
No, it's X-Men versus Street Fighter.
Oh, my
Don't
God.
Don't mess around.
Have you ever played it?
Oh, it's great.
So tell me, what makes it great now? How old is this machine? Like 30 years old?
About, yeah.
Probably so, like 20.
Well, let's not date ourselves here. It's about 20 years old.
It's like 20. Okay. That's like 95.
Yeah, 96. Street Fighter didn't come out until... I don't know, 20, 25 years old?
Yeah, 91, 92.
So they took Street Fighter and then they threw X-Men in there. So now it's X-Men against Street Fighter.
If it wasn't already awesome, they just made it even more awesome. Or as people like to say, they made it awesomer.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, does it have a picture of Jennifer Lawrence getting choked that had to be removed from the screen? Did you guys hear about that?
No, they already took it down, actually.
Yeah.
Who's she getting choked by?
So
the poster was of Apocalypse choking Mystique.
Oh, I did see that.
And
yeah.
Without context, people were very upset that it was just a guy choking a girl.
See, that's so stupid. Dude, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
People need to chill the fuck out.
I don't even think Monsters Ball could get made in 2016.
God, no.
I don't think.
Oh, my God. And imagine Halle Berry wouldn't have her Academy Award.
Oh, unbelievable,
that's
right?
That's a shame.
I mean, if you can't choke a superhero in 2016.
Right.
You can't have butt sex with Halle Berry and be Billy Bob Thornton at the same time.
So, exactly.
They're not going to work.
Right. It's you can't get raped by Sling Blade.
No.
Right.
Well, actually, somebody who won't be raping Sling Blade anytime soon, R.I.P. Kimbo Slice. Let's jump here into the hot mess.
Man. The hot mess.
Guys, tough week. Tough week for sports legends. Muhammad Ali and Kimbo Slice. Yes, hashtag legends.
Yeah.
Both of them no longer have a pulse. Talk to me about Muhammad Ali. Are we old enough to really, you know, I saw all these comedians and sports writers who I'm 38 years old.
And what?
Muhammad Ali to me.
What kind of conditioner do you use?
Yeah, dude, you look great.
Good, yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Jesus, you don't even gray hair. Well, Brady's like, holding the fort down.
I may be the youngest in the room and I look the oldest. I just want everyone to know that I need to get
That's not
the
true.
Woody Allen glasses.
That is not true.
No one ever puts Woody Allen glasses on to look younger.
And my AARP membership.
Just a heads up, no one still has looked at my picture on Snapchat.
Keith, come on, Keith. Let's go.
Not one person gives a fuck about my stupid picture.
We're going to start Snapchatting the Daily Upper Decker podcast. We're going to start getting 2016. But back to being 38 years old, I truly think that at that point, so I was born in 1978, and that was toward the end of his reign. Like, my only recollection of Muhammad Ali was, like, him in the Michael J. Fox state, like Parkinson's. That's I really remember Muhammad Ali as. So it's like me to go on Twitter. Like, you know, everyone jumped on Twitter right away and on Facebook and said, this is what Muhammad Ali meant to me. I honestly don't think anybody my age or younger can really
relate
get on there and
remember.
Say anything.
Yeah.
Like, you can go on Twitter and Facebook and say whatever you want, but unless you're probably like 45, 46 years old or older, like Jim Lampley went on HBO to talk about it on like Friday Night Fights or whatever it was, Saturday Night Fights. And he went on, and he started getting all choked up. Well, Lampley's been covering boxing for like 8,000 years.
When it was actually boxing.
Yes, correct. Right. When it was actually like a sport worth watching, where people would actually drop money on pay-per-views or whatnot. Right. But it was when it was actually worth watching, Lampley was there. So he had an unbelievable relationship with Muhammad Ali. So I'm going to read an article written by him. I'm going to watch a video of him describe his experiences with Muhammad Ali. Like, you know... Someone then, like, you know, any ESPN personality? Probably not, really. Maybe, like, Chris Berman's old enough.
Sage Steele, maybe.
I don't know. Sage Steele?
I thought of the youngest person and said her name. Also, that's a sweet... I was shocked that she wasn't a superhero, but we'll come back to that.
Well, take her out for a night at Chili's and take her get her back in the sack, and you let me know Sage Steele isn't a superhero. Something tells me she's going to tell you how it's going to be done that night, and you're just going to say yes.
Like Sage Steele... Yeah.
I think the sad thing more about Muhammad Ali is the kind of person that he was in terms of, one, boxing. He was the best boxer on the planet ever. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's like for us when Michael Jordan passes away, we're going to be like, holy shit.
Yeah. You know, right. I mean? He was that guy.
We were going to be like, dude, for people that don't know, that never got to see Michael Jordan.
Right.
It was must see TV. You know what I'm saying? Like every time he played, it didn't care if you were a Bulls fan or not.
It didn't.
You had Jordan.
To watch it.
That's like Curry right now. The millennials, that's Curry. That's right. For
he's the most popular athlete amongst that age group.
He's the most popular athlete on the planet besides like Cristiano or whatever he said, Ronaldo. Fuck
right. Other than his kid. He's the most popular person on the planet.
But I'm just saying, when Jordan dies, that's going to be a tough one.
But that's when we'll be able to like then right. That's actually like, hey, I'm gonna go to your Twitter feed or your Snapchat feed once people start calling you, and I'm gonna see what Brady Matthews had to say about Michael Jordan at that time.
Right.
Yeah. Right now, it's like anyone who's between like the age of like 5 or you know you're younger than that or even like 10 or 11 years old, like I don't want to hear your opinion of Michael Jordan when he dies because you didn't know shit about him. Maybe you saw him play a game in the Wizards uniform. That wasn't Michael Jordan.
Oh god, that was brutal. God, that was
so awful. I felt that like so many people had an opinion about Muhammad Ali.
I still watched all the games when he played for the Wizards.
On ESPN Classic? Did they show him?
No, I watched every game with my dad. I remember when he played for the Wizards. I remember when Joe Montana went to the Kansas City Chiefs. I watched every single one of those fucking games.
Oh, sure.
To. I remember a friend of mine who was from France in college. So the Wizards came to Miami to play. I went to school in Miami. Mm-hmm. Friend of mine who's French. He's an idiot, but he's super rich. He went and tried.
So that's why you're friends.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. He was Moroccan and Jewish. So there's everything was there. Everything was lined up for our friendship. He tries to buy scalp tickets and is arrested by an undercover cop.
When Jordan was on the Wizards?
To try to go see a Jordan's last game. I remember that.
Undercover cop was... Yeah. That's such bullshit.
Scalping tickets. That's
Miami, but he was buying, so why would you get arrested if you're buying?
That's Miami bullshit. For you. Miami is undercover cops try to arrest ticket scalpers, what? And most likely one of them is also a drug dealer.
Was undercover crack dealing taken for the night?
Meanwhile, 15 illegals are knocking over a pizza joint down the street.
Yeah.
You're getting arrested for trying to buy scalp tickets.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to see Jordan's last game, you son of a bitch.
The only way out is to buy an eighth of that guy's
You're going
to
be seeing it from jail.
Hey, Officer Johnson, I hear that there's some mayhem down at the Domino's Pizza down there. 12 guys are holding up the Domino's Pizza. Fuck it. He's trying to buy scalp tickets. This is our number one priority.
Yep.
As somebody who is like even more detached than either of you from Muhammad Ali, just in terms of like age, I remember the one image that stood out in my mind was the 96 Olympics when he was the guy that lit the torch. Because you talk about how everyone's like, I almost feel like that was the same emotion at the time. For obviously versus him now versus was then was how everyone like the same people who would have stories on Muhammad Ali were telling the same ones 20 years ago.
Correct.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Well, so that's why with like Jordan right now, there's a whole go round of Michael Jordan stories with the crying meme. So there's almost like, you know, you can have news stories about Jordan.
So are you saying that rather than the 12 and 13 year olds who might make up something fake about Ali, all they're going to do is share crying memes when Jordan dies?
Correct. Yeah. It'll be like, this is what they remember of Michael Jordan. It's like, man, that was my favorite meme. Michael Jordan was my favorite meme in 2016 when I was in middle school.
I remember. Do you remember when Allen Iverson, it was just a few weeks ago, he got into the Hall of Fame,
sure.
And the video of Michael Jordan walking up to him on a flight and giving him a big hug and congratulating him.
Okay,
I feel like that was like the biggest antithesis of every story you hear about Michael Jordan. Like he never treats anybody like an equal. But that evening on the flight, he gave up and let Allen Iverson know that he was like on the same.
No kidding. Well, I mean, Allen Iverson, for people that don't know, was hands down probably one of the best point guards that ever played the game.
He was the only reason why Philly was good. He took him to a finals.
Yeah, he was a freak of nature, dude.
Yeah.
He really was a freak of nature. The kid was what? Barely, what was he, six foot?
6 foot.
And that's probably being generous.
He could dunk like Vince Carter.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what? But that's the reason why Jordan, I think, respected him so much is because... You know,
he did it on his own.
He was the Kimbo Slice of basketball. See what I did there? See how I went right into it.
Yeah, I mean, he might have actually saved that town. He might be like the LeBron in Cleveland right now, where like Philadelphia wouldn't even exist anymore if Allen Iverson hadn't come along.
As soon as he left, they became a joke again.
Do the Cavs get swept?
Oh, I think so. I think
now they set it up so that they set records for blowouts. Like at this point, that's the only way to make it watchable.
And is the Warriors record, Is it does it mean anything? I mean, is it are they the better team than the 98 Bulls?
I don't know.
If you go by record, then yeah. If you go by, but I also feel that the league was more competitive when the Bulls played. Like there are a lot of gimmies on the schedule nowadays.
We also talked about this last time, like half of the Warriors bench could start for half the teams in the league right now. You talk about competition, it's almost like they've racked it all up, but that's because most of the guys are on cheap rookie contracts or young contracts, so they'll only be able to keep it up for another year or two.
It'll only be a matter of time before LeBron's on a banana boat down in Florida with his buddies Chris Paul and Dwayne Wade snapping photos. That's where he's at right now, I think. I think he's already looking like, now this isn't the team again.
No, I bet you he goes back to Cleveland. But I think he gets like you pick up a Kevin Durant or you pick up a Chris Paul. You trade Kyrie Irving. The kid's 24, but obviously he can't figure it out. Go get someone for Kyrie Irving. And by the way, Kevin Love is the most overrated
Do they trade
fucking
both
player
of them?
Funny
I've
in commercials
seen.
Though when he plays a small kid. That's
yeah, dropping dimes. I hate that commercial more than I hate the Bon Jovi commercial. But hold on,
the Bon Jovi commercial for DirecTV.
Every time I see it, I put it on mute. Yeah, it's like Flo. Because what, I can't handle Flo anymore either. Fuck her. Fuck Bon Jovi.
Well, he looks like shit. You know,
dye your hair, player. What are you doing?
Speaking of Flo, is she now like the mascot of the Indians because of Progressive Field?
Oh, I feel like she's been here before.
That's a thing.
She's
that's
so annoying. She's so annoying. Oh, I can't stand her.
Boy, yeah. If you're the makeup artist for that DirecTV commercial with Jon Bon Jovi, like, don't even put that one on your resume because I'm gonna look at that and say, like, no, you are not. You are not running my movie.
So tired of it. And also, I don't mean to get off track here, but
that's what we do here at the Daily Upper Deck.
But I was gonna say, did you see that Sprint commercial with the guy from the Verizon Wireless commercial?
Correct.
Oh, what?
Wait, Paul? Huh?
Yeah.
He's back?
He's Paul. Back.
He's the Sprint guy now.
He's doing it for Sprint. And then he ends up with, can you hear me now? And I go, the only thing that I thought about, but not Sprint, was fucking Verizon. Right. I'm like, that's the worst thing. Sprint,
he
again.
Said, yeah, he said something. Oh, can no. you hear
again,
that?
Sprint,
he's
you
like,
lost.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. Again. Yeah. No, I can't hear you now because I'm thinking about Verizon. Not your, not your shitty fucking commercial, Sprint.
Well, and then like their press release, Sprint's press release too, was like, Sprint, who will not be a sponsor of the Daily Upper Decker podcast anytime soon, I guess. But
yeah, we're
Sprint,
working for that T-Mobile money.
Yeah.
Just go
exactly.
For the,
yeah, yeah. I'm a stockholder now.
Bring back
T-Mobile.
Those sidekicks, all right?
Yeah, or the girl in the pink dress. She was pretty
so,
great.
So he, yeah. the press release from Sprint was like, once we approached Paul with the idea and we showed him our service, he tried it out and he liked it, so he agreed to do it. And it's like, sure. yeah, because he
sure
liked
the
service.
Included a bunch of zeros at the end
exactly.
of the number.
He's
like, I'll say yes to any service
correct.
That includes a few bucks.
All right. So let's go back like 3 minutes okay. when you mentioned Kimbo Slice. Let's talk about him a little bit here. All Kimbo right. Slice.
Pretty please.
So now Kimbo Slice was a YouTube legend.
Right.
And it was like
bump fights, right?
Pretty much. It was like in a backyard in Florida
well,
or some shit.
He was a YouTube sensation.
Right. And all
before,
of a sudden.
Really, YouTube sensations were sensations.
Right.
Right. And it was just like, he was like one of those guys where you would watch four or five videos in a row where you were like, dude, watch this beast just destroy, whether or not it was a bum or like, you know, it'd be like a tatted up white dude who was all ripped and Kimbo Slice would take care of him
yeah,
in like 3 minutes or died, like three
he,
punches.
Yeah. He died at 42. But when he fought in those things, he looked like a 50-year-old man beating the shit out of fucking guys. And he was a huge gorilla at like 30. I mean, I'm not being racist. I'm being honest. He looked like a fucking huge monster. And he was like 30.
It's right. If Steven Adams can get away with saying little monkeys,
oh,
it's,
yeah.
you know, we yeah. understand that you're not implying.
Or
he's
Trump
just,
saying my African-American friend.
Yeah.
God,
no, we get what you're saying. We're not. Right. That's not a racist thing. So, you're just saying he was a big gorilla in the ring.
He,
we get it. Yeah.
He was beating up these guys in the hood, and it became a internet sensation. And you know, that's he was the Muhammad Ali before.
He was the Muhammad Ali of YouTube street fighting.
He was basically he opened the door for people to get discovered. That you didn't have another outlet to get discovered.
Right.
I mean, because he was in the ghetto. He was fighting guys in backyard fights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's sadly, his last fight, he was in there with another big dude, and it looked like just two grown men hugging each other.
Who was the guy? Was it like Cyborg or
I have
shit?
No idea. I shut it off. I looked at it, and I was like, I do not machine. Feel good. I had like an itch on my balls, and I'm like, if somebody sees me itching my balls while I'm watching this, it's going to go south for me here, so I can't do that. Kimbo Slice, I think that's the best way to describe him, the Muhammad Ali of YouTube street fighting.
Yeah. Well, because by the time he got to like actual organized UFC MMA, he was
too old.
He was past his prime. Thank you, yeah. sir.
Thanks,
Thank
buddy.
You, Brady, bringing us fresh beers. Thank you, Brady. We're working our, hopefully, Miller Lite sponsorship in the future.
Yeah, like we always say, the Miller Lite bottles, just like the ones that my old man used to throw at me. It's great. I love the fact that they went back to this. It's worky because there's something about it where I see this and I'm like, you know what?
The logo
the good times. This is when
always
I used to play jarts with my grandpa.
Never let you down.
If you think I'm joking, Google it. They're bringing back the flip phone, Verizon flip phone.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
They have to.
I still have mine.
People like
I get some quality pictures on that thing too. I'm not gonna say who,
razor?
But let's just say they're great.
And a Tetris sampler,
yeah,
like the one that quits after like 30 moves.
It'll
like,
yeah,
if you want to buy
the snake game on it.
God, that was, I love the flip phone, dude. It wasn't this big bulky thing in your pocket. Mm-mm. And every time you snapped it after you got in a fight with your girlfriend, you were like, take that.
Well, one thing Verizon flip phones, like the conversation about them, one thing that is more exciting than is the NBA Finals, gentlemen. Moving on here in the hot mess. The NBA Finals. Really, the only thing the NBA Finals has going for it. It's on pace to be the worst finals ever. Really, there are two things that the NBA Finals has going for it right now. Number one, punches to the dick. Or like Draymond Green coming super close to another
accidental,
kick in the balls. He came very close
to the balls. He's good.
And punches
good
from Dellavedova. Yeah. So like nut shots are ratings. Game
they
one
are.
Was the highest rated game one ever.
That's so boring.
And then how big was the dip to game two?
I didn't even care to look.
You
at
know,
that
I
point,
thought,
they had already lost
I thought
me.
Game two was going to be at least something to watch.
It was worse.
Right.
It was way worse. I mean, they even lost. They lost by more, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. They set a record for the differential, the point differential in the first two games.
It was so boring. And you got to be mad if you're LeBron because you're now playing with guys that
don't care.
No, they'd rather go party. Shumpert cares more about his hair. J.R. Smith is checking out chicks and wondering where he's going to go in the Bay Area after he's done playing the game. I mean, who do you have? Dellavedova? Have you seen that guy shoot the ball? I don't know how he beat the Bulls last year, but I don't understand. Have you seen him shoot the ball?
No.
He's terrible.
I've only seen him hit Iguodala.
He was on fire last year, and everyone's like, who's Dellavedova?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this guy this year sucks that bad. He's terrible. He doesn't think he belongs playing basketball out there with those guys. And they have no bench. Richard Jefferson's playing? Who? Richard Jefferson, the guy that graduated in 92 from University of Arizona? I mean, this is the worst finals I've ever seen.
You know
what
would be a fun sketch to do would be to get Matthew Dellavedova to just go up to girls at the bar, and you have hidden camera, and he just says, like, hi. I'm Matthew Dellavedova.
And they'd be like, who the fuck is that?
Correct. And he just has to move on then. Like, he has to go until someone says, like, oh, the basketball player? And it'd be like, take number 65 before
he gets
there.
If he told me that, I'd be like, so what?
I'm Matthew Dellavedova. Great. We're going to go get a different table.
Have you ever heard of Reddit Cringe before? The Reddit thread cringe. So that's like a place where, like, horrible videos, like, really weird, awkward stuff that people who love it. That would be, like, number one post of the day. Like, I remember there was a video. There's a guy who was famous on YouTube for reviewing, you know how the people like auto-tune the news?
Uh-huh.
So he was eating a Five Guys burger, and they auto-tuned his video, and it blew up, and he was huge. So he went to a series of Five Guys and asked, like, do you know who I am? And they didn't know anything. They were staring at him like they would with Dellavedova.
With Dellavedova?
I think we should set it up.
Speaking of setting up as well, Andre Iguodala, I think, was setting himself up with a nice piece of ass. That's how boring the NBA Finals have been, not only for us who are watching it, but like the guys who are playing the game. Iguodala was on the bench in the fourth quarter, and the cameras picked up him like hitting on a smoke show.
That's
on the side. It was
the
outstanding.
People are too.
Right.
Like, well,
right.
The
and there was guys going to, there was guys going in between them, like trying to get like towels and stuff, and he's like, oh my bad, hold on. And then going right back and talking to the girl.
Just having a conversation. Doesn't
like,
matter what's
crazy.
Going on. I think Kerr might have called for him a couple of times to get back out on the court. And he's like, no, I'm good. No. Just go ahead.
Can't you see him busy? Can't you see him doing something?
Tell Walton to put a jersey on and get back out there. Yeah,
you can
finish this up.
His last real contribution to the team.
Oh, I was going to say, how mad is LeBron that Wiggins is gone now?
Yeah.
I would have been like, the kid probably would have been awesome.
Andrew Wiggins, yeah.
Instead, you get Kevin fucking Slow's balls.
They play the same position?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, because I think Wiggins goes back and forth from
he's
the
a
three
shooting
and four,
right?
Yeah. But I think he can play four every now and then.
Yeah, but Jesus. Also you should see him from Minnesota. He's a great player.
Yeah.
He's going to be a great player. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it was a bad move trading for Kevin Love. That guy he just doesn't show up when it counts.
Well, the good news for LeBron, like we said, it might not be Miami this year, but it's going to be Lake Erie. Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James on a banana boat in Lake Erie, getting the picture taken.
Oh, you think Paul's going to join them too?
Yeah, it's like
I think it's obvious that this isn't working.
Yeah, it's the hangover too.
Yeah.
It'll set records, but it'll be way worse.
Moving on here in the hot mess, ladies and gentlemen, jump into the Shield. The NFL Twitter account was hacked today. Did you see this?
Yes.
Oh, it's outstanding. So some dude jumped on this morning and basically said that Roger Goodell had died.
That's funny.
It's unbelievable, actually.
That's amazing. So how many people bought it and reported it? That's the real
probably
thing
a lot.
Well, the screen when I grabbed it, or I took the screen grab from, like, you know, Deadspin was reporting at Barstool. They were all reporting it at the time. This is 12:36 p.m. on the East Coast. There were 2,312 retweets and 863 likes. So it said, "Here's the exact tweet. We regret to inform our fans that our commissioner Roger Goodell has passed away. He was 57. Hashtag RIP. 863 likes.
Wow. Oh my God.
So somebody, you know, I'm imagine if it was like the day where, like, no one came into the NFL headquarters because it was like, why would you come in? It's June, you know, 7th. So why would you come in? So all of a sudden someone probably got a call and said, oh my God. And all they did at first was, like, delete it. So they kept the password.
They didn't even say.
They just deleted it, and then the vice president of football, something, whatever, at the NFL got on there and said, Roger Goodell's working today. It's just we've been hacked, whatever. So then, but they still hadn't changed the password. So the dude jumped back on and said, after they deleted the tweet, he goes, oi, I said Roger Goodell has died. Don't delete that tweet. 835 retweets, 435 likes. And then 1 minute later, he's like, okay, you amateur detectives win. Good job. Retweets, 414. Likes, 252. So at that point, like, it was finally, like, someone said, like, they it was an all hands on deck meeting, and someone said, you know what?
We should change the password.
Yeah. Genius, these guys are. Whoever's in charge of this should be in charge of deflating.
It came from the youngest guy in the room who's somewhere between 50 and 60 years old.
So, yeah, for a second there up in Boston, this was, like, the greatest sports day for, like, Patriots fans since, like, the day Drew Bledsoe got hurt.
Right.
Which major NFL executive called their grandchild to find out what to do? That's my real question. Like,
how do I retweet this?
What is a retweet? Who are these 800 people?
I think it's so funny for Twitter to make the NFL get a password is even funnier.
Right.
Because NFL is such a bigger... They're a billion-dollar company. Is Twitter a billion-dollar company?
Oh, they have to be, yeah.
Oh, okay. So
until they go to an IPO.
But I'm sorry, I mean, yeah, but I mean,
wouldn't they be like, you don't need a password to do the NFL, just you have a Twitter account.
You'd think that someone like that would have their own operations, but it's just like you and me. We have the passwords on our phone. Like,
or
really
what if the password was something as stupid as, like, 69 Roger Goodell 69 or something like that, or, like, you know, 9-inch commish. Something like
9-inch commish. Like,
I love Robert Kraft.
Or what if it was, like, so ironic, like, Tom Brady is my favorite player. Is like, you know, was like the... You know, Bill Belichick besties or something like that. Like,
I would love to ask this guy, what was the password?
Right.
At this point, it's changed, so why not share it?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if the guy wants to, like, be full internet legend or, like, hacker legend, you say this was their password.
Yeah. So who has anyone taken responsibility outside of the continuous hacks?
Not that I know of. Okay. Not that it wasn't there. It wasn't like ISIS taking credit for it. Right. Something happens and they jump on right away. It was us.
Well, I find it interesting that someone like Edward Snowden would be able to escape to Russia. Uh-huh. Like, if the person who came out who said he hacked the NFL, he's going to prison today. Like, right. They're going to get him.
Yeah, I don't think I'd really volunteer that it was. You know what I mean? You're like, hey. I want to let you know I fucking hacked the NFL. Don't tell anyone. I put it on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Almost as embarrassing. You know, it's pretty embarrassing for NFL security.
Yes.
The fact that your Twitter account gets hacked. Almost as embarrassing as that is Aqib Talib moving on here in the hot mess.
Hot mess.
Aqib Talib shot in the leg. And there are some reports who are saying that it was a Plaxico Burress where he shot himself in the leg. Yeah, I mean, there are reports. I mean, I obviously wasn't there. I don't think any of us were there. Brady Matthews, were you doing shows in Dallas?
I was definitely not.
We'll have to get our Dallas correspondent, Kinner Shaw, to talk to his boys back
I'm
home.
I'm from Dallas. I had no idea. What is Aqib Talib doing at a nightclub in Dallas? If I ran nightclubs in Denver, I would be asking him to come to my club and represent the city. So,
well here's the thing with Aqib Talib.
Is he from Texas?
I don't know if that's Aqib, I don't think he was very welcome in Texas.
Well, also, I don't think he's from Africa, if he will. Brady's second racist thing to say.
I was reading, I cannot remember where I had this, but, like, you know, Aqib Talib right now is saying that he's too intoxicated to remember what actually happened. Like, and I don't still, care how drunk you are. When you get shot, that's a sobering moment.
Yeah,
that's gotta be an extremely sobering moment.
Right.
Like, it's like when you're driving home and you're kind of, when you're right at the cusp. The yeah. minute you see a cop car, you are 10 and 4, baby.
For sure.
Or 10 and 2.
Yeah. Like,
maybe you're drunk enough to be 10 and 4. Yeah. And that's why you're going to get pulled
you
over.
You are in the passenger seat.
Oh, man. I better jump over to the driver's seat. I just saw a cop.
That is some that's hangover good stuff. To sleep through, Akib.
But he's like, he's. Remember when the running back Cedric Benson,
yeah.
Bears, Packers, Bengals, he went to the University of Texas in Austin. And he would always go back to Austin and always get arrested.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with Akib Talib. This is like the fourth incident Dallas that he's had. Like he was like around like another shooting, like he and his brother. I think it was last season or could have been like 2 years ago. But within the last 4 or 5 years, he's been involved in 4 different incidents in Dallas. And it's like, hey, man. Dallas is a
great
city.
Don't go to Dallas.
Yeah, you know, maybe go to Houston. You know, Austin's a fun city. Maybe you go there. Maybe you and Cedric Benson trade houses. But it was like Cedric Benson kept going back to Austin. It's like, dude, they don't like you in Austin. Go anywhere else.
Or you make bad decisions in Austin. Stop going to Austin.
Yeah, you got to put two and two together. So now for Akib Talib, like, especially if you shot yourself in the leg.
Right.
I mean, that's bad. Well, I mean, maybe it's not as bad as getting shot by somebody else, because that's really a wake-up call, like Dallas doesn't like
you.
Well, but
here's one thing. Because it took place in Dallas versus Plaxico and not New York, we know he didn't break any laws. Like, we know
Gunzona.
That.
Gunzona.
Yeah, that's right. If anything, he almost...
Gunzona.
He's going to get... Yeah, he's going to get, like, a key to the city at this point. Like, hey, you shot yourself. So have I.
Vice
like,
president at the NRA Dallas chapter,
like,
yeah.
Like, limps his way up with the key that he pulls out of his own hole in his own leg.
The hot mess.
All right, moving on here in the hot mess. Last thing we're going to touch on here, some baseball news. MLB players, they're really learning that people will come to games and people will sit in front of the TV sets to watch baseball if they fight each other.
Yeah, they need real fights in baseball. Baseball is missing conflict. It's missing fights. It's missing good guys and bad guys.
Right. So what happened tonight was the perfect storm, because Manny Machado, the Orioles were playing against the Royals, right?
Yeah.
So on the mound, you had Yordano Ventura, who's just a fucking clown. He's going to be out of the league in like 2 or 3 years because his he's just mental. I mean, somewhere along the way, like, you know, he got hit in the head with something, and it hasn't, clicked back.
Maybe a batted ball. We don't know.
You finished. Go ahead.
No, well, I was just saying that last year he was the guy in the same week that got the Royals, you know, the benches emptied against the A's, and then it happened again against the White Sox the next time he was out. So they sent him down to AAA to, like, say, hey, bro.
Chill
get
out.
A handle on things here. Like, you need to learn how to take your PEDs properly here, because you might be taking too many. They're sending you over the edge.
Right.
Then he kind of like settled down, and now he's back at it again. But Manny Machado on the other, end of the spectrum, he's up there. This is the guy 2 years ago who threw a bat. Remember, he got so pissed at the other team that while he was up at the plate, he threw his bat while swinging at a pitch literally threw it, I think, at Josh Donaldson down at third base when he was still with the A's.
Yeah,
is funny. Manny Machado is a third baseman, so I like that he's taking out. Maybe it was like an all-star competition. He was afraid he would
get
the votes.
Do you understand when he hit Manny Machado, did you see that he came out limping and still beat the shit out of him?
That's Manny awesome. Machado did?
He was. Yeah, Could he's I, yeah. hurt. He's yeah. hurt. So he hit him, and then Manny Machado limped out on one leg. I swear to God, limped out one leg, and the guy was still backing up for Manny Machado. Because, and then Manny Machado grabbed him and started beating the shit out of him.
It connected.
On one leg.
I love it.
That's two fights. That's two baseball fights in a row where actual punches have been thrown and actual punches have connected.
Ratings through the roof.
Right. So, go ahead. We were talking about this before we started.
Right.
About, like, you know, how the fights back in the day were just kind of like, here they go.
Nothing would really happen. Guys would just kind of charge. The most that ever happened was when Pedro Martinez threw down Don Zimmer. Like, he beat up an old man.
Ratings too.
That was amazing because it was the playoff.
Every now and then an old man needs to get his ass kicked.
Yeah. Well, that's the best part about those Fox Saturday games, because that's what they're really for. They're really for Don Zimmer getting the shit kicked out of him by Pedro Martinez.
But where does that rank all time in baseball moments? I'm not even talking like baseball fights, because baseball fights, that's obviously a top five moment. But, you know, as far as like just moments in the game, I would say that's a top 25 moment.
It has to be.
I put it right up there with Jackie Robinson. But,
seriously, it's true. The guy was 90 years old charging after a – in his prime, Pedro Martinez. But I bet you if Don Zimmer was in his prime, he probably would have beat the shit out of Pedro Martinez.
Don Zimmer's a crazy person.
He looks like a guy that was on like a warship back in 1942. He's like, you don't know what I've been through.
By choice.
Yeah.
By choice. He wasn't even drafted.
One guy killed crazy about the Germans.
He's the guy that rips off the filter on a cigarette. You're like, you pussy. You know what I mean? You're like, Jesus, Don.
Mr. Zimmer, you can go home. Yeah. You were cleared. That's
what do you mean?
Okay.
What do you mean we get smoke in the dugout?
They wouldn't let him fight.
But that was the thing about that. It was like it was a no win situation for Pedro Martinez. Either you get your ass kicked by Don Zimmer
man,
and everyone
up an old
and
man.
Everyone's talking about like you know.
But he threw him on the ground, which was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
No. You have
so
to win.
So then he was like, oh man, you know, he's throwing an old man on the ground.
Yeah. The old man approached him.
What are you gonna do when someone comes at you? You're not just gonna run away from the guy.
And the least that he could do was throw him on his back.
That's like
you know
when I was.
I mean?
That's
like he did the softest possible.
Well, good thing he didn't clock him in the head because he has a metal plate. Well, you don't know. Pedro would have broken his hand. He'd have been out for the year.
You don't know when situations happen like that. I was doing a show of ponchos. Two lesbians approached me on stage. They didn't like my dog jokes. I gave them the microphone and I left. That's what you do.
I thought they wouldn't have liked your
I said,
if you're gonna
come on stage, you tell the jokes, you fucking assholes. And
that's
I left.
Hilarious. No, 2 weeks ago, I was at a Dodger game and we were trying to leave and like everything was backed up. There was crazy traffic and a car kind of bumped the back of my car and I had a choice to make. I got out to check if something had actually, like, I don't know if like I just braked really hard. The car was actually up against my car. Like they had actually touched my car. I had a choice to make. Either I get back in the car like a little pussy or I approach the big, bald, scary, muscly guys in the truck who were yelling at me in the car. And
Despite the fact that they hit you.
And also like
white
the
guys,
first,
right?
No, yeah, exactly. The first thing I thought of is, oh, I'm Brian Stowe. Yes. I'm the guy.
I would have said it would have been in your best effort, like your best interest to get out of the car if you were in any other park. You'd have been better off at the Oakland Coliseum during the Raiders game getting out and like saying, hey, man, did you hit my car then at Dodger Stadium?
Right. And I was wearing a blue cap, but it was a Brooklyn cap. So they would have assumed that I was not.
He's
a
Boston
He's
fan.
He's a Boston
get
fan.
Him.
They would have killed me.
Yeah. That's, you know, I was following on the way up here tonight for the podcast. I was following Alexis. The license plate was Dodger Chick. And the only thought that was going through my mind was like, man, she's had some rough dates. There are a couple of dates where she was probably fearing for her life.
Oh man.
So you know, getting back to like the fights.
Yeah.
I think that it's a really good thing for baseball not to happen every night. Like when was the Odor and Bautista fight? Like 3 weeks ago now?
Yeah,
4 weeks ago?
It was a while ago, and it's more important because the Rangers and the Blue Jays have a history. Mm-hmm. They played each other in the first round of the playoffs, and it was nasty. It came on to the last game, and it was – I'm surprised
the
that
bat
no
flip.
One, the bat flip. Yeah, yeah. Bautista almost had it coming. Like, if he showed himself at
all. Oh, no,
all,
he did have it coming.
Yeah. He did.
He knew it was coming.
But baseball needs that. They need that.
To create those hardcore rivalries.
Right. It was the only thing missing. There's no superstars participating. Like Roughneck Odor is almost like an old hockey.
Well, Joey Bats is pretty good, pretty far up the list. And now Manny Machado is one of those young players that they're going to kind of. But it's you also need the guys. Like, remember, it used to be like Julian Tavares. Used to be like one of those guys who seemed to be in like every single fight
or it was
I love that guy.
Zambrano and Miller. And you're like, huh?
Exactly.
Zambrano was an angry dude for no reason.
Well, the guy drank way too much coffee and Adderall, and I'm pretty sure he dabbled in cocaine too. I mean, come on, man.
He was probably the Cubs.
That guy grabbed his balls more than any person I've ever seen in my life, okay? He wasn't pinching and rolling, he was grabbing and fucking crunches.
So you need like the superstars in that fight. Like you're gonna see Bryce Harper
get hit by
going
a pitch, to get into a fight,
and you're gonna see him get in a fight, and that's great. But like, at the same time,
Trout's
kind
of soft in that regard, but Harper's a mean.
Oh
dude.
Yeah, and you need that for every star that you have, you need the quote unquote goon.
Yeah,
you know that throws the pitch, that instigates. You need the instigator, and you need the star, I think it needs to happen. Once a month. No more than that, because then it starts getting – loses its luster. But like once a month, once every 2 months, I like it.
I don't know.
When
please.
Do they allow this to happen in the World Series? Like when is Odor versus Harper going to happen? That's my real
question. Oh, man. Hopefully when it's like a team's got a 2-0 lead and they're up like 4-1 in the seventh inning,
And
then they go after him because they think they have it.
More
but
importantly,
Harper,
because he's known for kind of showboating after a home run.
Right.
You see him slide too hard in Odor. It's going to happen.
Well, you know what? I think the only way you'll know who Odor is by him getting in fights, because I had no clue who that fucking guy was before this. Now I'm like, I'm a fan. You connected, and that was a great punch.
Yeah.
And Joey Badass seems like kind of a fucking dick.
He is. And then after, the day after peeling his suspension, Odor got a game when he hit.
Of course.
That's what I love.
The only reason why
he's,
I knew Odor
he's Hodor.
Yeah, his name is Rough Odor.
Hold the door.
Rough Odor was his name. That's how I knew him before that, but that's it. So I know him for that and fighting now. You're right. You were talking about home runs. Speaking of home runs, last thing here in the hot mess. Madison Bumgarner, the pitcher, like just the all-world pitcher for the Giants, wants to be in the home run derby.
I
should
think that's
he
great.
Be in it?
Sure.
He was hitting bombs into Big Mac Land in St. Louis the other day, and that's what brought this up.
Well, he's got 13 career home runs, which I think is...
The guy's fucking modern-day fucking... He's what is it? He's a lumberjack. The guy's a fucking lumberjack.
He's 6'5". He's the biggest guy in the field when he
pitches. Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
When he's done with baseball, if he goes to play softball somewhere, I'm following him. No, he's going to be a great softball player.
He would be so
probably
going to
play rugby.
Yeah.
Fucking monster.
But I think like baseball needs to do that. Like, you know, the NFL is trying to come up with ways to make the Pro Bowl relevant. Like, the home run derby, I think the ratings would be through the roof
if somebody
like Madison Bumgarner was in it. And he was against guys like Joey Bats and against like the Mike Trouts and like Nolan Arenado's and whoever's like
but
hitting
all
the home
runs.
But
for your last home run to count, you had to duck a right cross from Odor. Like, that had to be the last thing.
Here comes the ball and Odor.
This plays into part of the story that I wrote for you on the Daily Upper Decker that I think, and you're going to hate this because you're a Cubs fan. This is DH, both leagues, and let the Bumgarners hit. And let the A.J. Burnett sit on the goddamn bench. Can we make... Because remember, when you played Little League, the best hitter was the pitcher, right?
Right.
Or the catcher. And the catcher usually pitched at some point in the game.
Right.
Yeah, so why not let these guys develop and that be a thing?
I agree. Or, you know, I think some managers do it, but Bruce Bochy should be using Bumgarner as a pinch hitter.
Yeah.
If he's not already, like he's really like legit.
Like,
and there are a couple of those guys
like that. Like, he was a wacko who'd put the pitcher hitting eighth and let his pitcher pinch hit for people.
Right.
I remember there was a game, a Rangers game in the 90s when Wetland had gone from the Yankees to the Rangers. And by some way, there was a rule where because he came in to pitch at a certain point, he was designated the DH in the upcoming inning. They let him hit and he got a hit and drove in a run. I remember that happening. It's totally possible.
I mean, I look at the guy and he's way more of an athlete than Hodor for the Rangers. I mean, I'm not kidding you, dude. The guy is a beast. I'll take that guy in a hot minute for you know, any position.
Yeah.
Not let alone him being so awesome at pitching.
But like,
he's got the attitude. He just has the mindset too.
Dude, the guy, from what I understand, doesn't have TV. He works out by chopping wood and swimming in the lake. Like, that's who I want on my team.
Yeah.
I don't even think he jerks off.
Yeah. He's like
he just takes
not
AP.
During the season. Not even during the season. No way. He's just pissed off with testosterone the whole time. And that's what I want.
Or you know, watch in July, he'll have one game where he gives up like 7 runs in 4 innings. He'd be like, he jerked off last
Listen,
night.
Listen, if Don Zimmer came after him, he would have body slammed him.
Yeah.
and then squats with him over his neck.
It's a no win situation.
Oh, dude. It's like the Fuller House. Did you watch Fuller House on Netflix?
No, I'm a busy guy.
Listen, it takes place in SF, and there's an episode where one of the chicks is dating Hunter Pence, and Hunter Pence is in a slump as long as he's dating this chick. And
wow.
He breaks up with her and hits the game.
Yeah, you
got
to go with the slump buster.
Yeah.
So whoever the fattest chick was on the show, because I've heard that that Kimmy Gibbler looks good now.
No, that's he was dating Kimmy. No, not Kimmy Gibbler. Was it the Stephanie?
Stephanie
Tanner.
The heroin addict.
Yeah. All the awesome. Heroin addicts. Yeah.
But a heroin addict is not a slump buster. You got to find the fattest, ugliest chick. Like if she's
Mark
in a
Ray
wheelchair,
style?
Missing a limb, even better. You know, if she's got some bruises on her already, that is a slump buster. You take that girl home. And you plow her once, twice, three times, and you're gonna go on
best.
Like you're gonna go on
Sounds
a tear,
awful.
12 game hitting
streak. The
best
of the old Jim Rome show was Mark Grace explaining that.
Explaining what a slump buster
so
was. It's
that?
Amazing.
No,
Mark Grace went on Jim Rome show before it was canceled on ESPN2 and told him what a slump buster was, and that's exactly what it is. You and a guy's in a slump. All the guys go out. They get super wasted. They hook the guy in the slump up with the ugliest chick in the bar. And he like goes 3 for 4 the next day.
Oh, God.
Always.
Damn.
Always.
Yep. You have to do it.
That's the worst. I mean, I did that in college the whole time. So I guess I was batting 1,000.
Exactly. The grades were through the roof.
No wonder I got a 3.6 no wonder this semester.
I graduated 3 years.
All right, guys. Speaking of college, it's kind of an abbreviated pile before we get into Factor Fudge, since we've got both Adam Furberg and Brady Matthews here tonight. We've got a very special Muhammad Ali Kimbo Slice Factor Fudge we're going to get to. So we have a couple minutes to talk about the Stanford swimmer. Okay. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
It's time for an abbreviated version of The Pile.
The Pile.
Yeah, it's good. I'll grab one. I might need it to talk about this one. All right, so Brock Turner, gentlemen. Brock Turner is the Stanford swimmer who...
I'll take another one. What the hell?
It's national news. They're talking about it on CNN, NBC, NBC Nightly News. I think it was the reporter on CNN actually took the time out to read
the
rape victim's
letter on her show.
She said vagina. Right. I was like, hell yeah.
Because, all right. I will watch CNN. All right.
The reporter, Ashley Banfield, is a rape victim.
We're on the show, okay. So, we were just thinking of right. So Ashley Banfield, I think, is a rape victim. Like, so she that's mm-hmm. why it was so important for her to take the time. How many ever minutes an entire segment
worth? She broke down and cried.
Yeah, and read the whole thing.
So I think like the most shocking part of the story isn't the fact that this guy raped like a college athlete raped a girl. Like we were talking about this last week with Baylor.
Yep.
That it is what college sports, like these athletes that are now scouted and recruited from the age of 11 or 12, some of them before their balls even drop.
Right.
They're recruited and told that they're the best. You're the greatest. You can get whatever you want. You are going to be special in this life. We talked about it last week with the Baylor football team. And it rides with this. This guy has been pampered his entire life, with his dad even coming to his aid now. Like, look, I get the fact that you are – it's a father-son bond there. And you know your son better than others. And, you know, he had, like, the 20 minutes of action in his letter. And it couldn't have been a poorer choice of words.
Jesus.
Because I'll tell you what, I don't care how nice of a guy you are. Like, think about, like, the 20 minutes of action, how brutal those 20 minutes are. 20 minutes is a long time, dude. When you murder somebody, that's usually, like, 5 seconds.
A split second.
Well, think
so
about
I don't care if you're a pope, a nun, or if you're just, like, the nicest person in Nebraska. When you commit murder...
Some nice people in Nebraska.
That's 5 seconds of action.
Yeah.
That, you know what? You shouldn't see an ounce of freedom after that.
Nope.
And I'm not saying that that rape is any less than murder, but it's the same thing with this guy. Like, 20 minutes of action, I don't care how nice of a guy, how talented you were, you know, how many connections you had ahead of time. When you commit that rape, sorry, buddy, your freedom and everything here... down the road, you earn that.
I hate to say it, though. Go ahead.
Because you say his father wrote this letter where he is just says the dumbest phrase possibly
ever. Wait, wrote it to the judge.
What does his dad do that he had the judge's ear? Because you mentioned earlier that the judge is getting, is basically, there's a petition out to get
for him
recalled.
To leave really.
Right.
Well, what you is should his dad? You signed that petition, didn't you? Or were you just like,
I don't know how many votes it got. I just know I signed it.
Oh, okay. But. Yeah. So there's more than 300,000 people who have signed a petition to recall the judge because this kid, Brock Turner, who, just so people, in case for some reason you haven't heard this story.
Of course, his name is Brock.
Yeah. The girl was visiting the campus. She attended a frat party. She spoke of drinking at the party but not remembering the assault, which happened in January 2015. She said she was told that she was found behind a dumpster and learned from news reports that witnesses had discovered her attacker lying on top of her unconscious, partly clothed body. The witnesses intervened and held the attacker for police. The attacker ended up being Brock Turner, who was a Stanford swimmer.
Right, and two guys found him on top of her. Did you already say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I have a question. Why is this such huge news when this happens every single day? Why is this story so huge?
Well, I think what makes it
huge... Because he's from Stanford, he had 6 months.
And the white privilege. And I think what makes it huge is the fact that if he would have gotten like 10, 12, like he should have gotten... The maximum would have been 14 years. He should have gotten that.
Because they're making it a race thing now. And I don't know if that's what the news media wants.
It's not necessarily a race thing, I think. I think it's like the entitlement and the connections. So the judge was a Stanford graduate.
Oh,
this is a Stanford champion swimmer. And it's all about that boys club. Like, right. I went to the same school.
It's like Skull and Bones.
You know,
Skull and Bones.
But right. Also, like, you say that this kind of thing happens all the time. So that's why, like, these kinds kinds of stories need to come to the forefront so that it doesn't happen all the time anymore. Like, it just, like, these things have to happen so that we know how wrong it is and how much it needs to go away.
Yeah, well, I mean, personally, I think the kid needs to go to jail for, I mean, at least 15, 20 years.
Yeah, the maximum is 14. That's actually sad that that's the maximum. Yeah,
right.
That's,
he'll that's be out. He'll be out at 34.
Right. If he would have
got your whole life ahead of you.
So that's what the reason why it's a huge story is the fact that he only got 6 months. So it was like, here we go again with these catered fucking kids. Right. So that was one part. And that would have been, I think even at that point, the story might have gone away a little more than what it was. But then once, you know, the judge gave him that lenient sentence. And then once it came out, the letter came out that his dad sent, where his dad was basically saying, my kid's a good kid. He's going to be labeled a sex offender the rest of his life.
He is.
Yeah,
he
should be.
Yeah,
he is a sex offender.
This isn't like Charlie Day in Horrible Bosses, where he took a leak on a playground that was next to a bar at 2 a.m.
Right.
Or something like that. This is like, you actually raped a girl. Like, yeah, hey.
Yeah,
and then he called it 20 minutes of action is going to define his life. And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It is going to define your life.
It absolutely should.
Yeah, but you know what? The sad part is this story is going to pass and probably nothing's going to happen. That's the sad part.
Well, eventually,
because the kid went to Stanford. His dad's also Stanford alum. This judge is Stanford alum. Mm-hmm. It's a skull and bones. It's a fraternity, and it's one that people can't touch. Wonder why? Because also they have a shit ton of money.
Right.
And money fucking talks.
Yeah. Money.
Have you seen that documentary where the guy kills all those people, but his parents are like billionaires. They own the most
Durst.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. Nothing happened to that guy. It took him three people to kill. And he almost got off of
HBO. He admitted it on the HBO thing. Yeah.
Right. If it wasn't for HBO, this wouldn't have happened.
Right. So I'm saying with this, unfortunately, the sad part is nothing's going to happen to this fucking kid. He's going to do his 6 months. He's going to be out. And guess what? He'll be probably a neurosurgeon.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, karma, it finds you and it will come back.
Well, just remember, like, rapists, especially like child molesters, but specifically rapists, are the ones who are most targeted in prison. So, like, if 6 months is all he gets, it's going to be the worst fucking.
There's a letter that one of the inmates wrote and said, we're going to be looking for you when you come in here.
Yeah, there you go. Good.
There are no swimming pools here, boy.
Yeah, the only pool.
Only the ones in your ass.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the lane we're looking for. Lane number six, buddy. Here we come.
Right.
All right. Well, just to let you know here at the Daily Upper Decker,
lane number two.
Lane number two. I like it. Lane number two. Excuse me. Okay. Depends which way you
like. We're working out our pits.
Right.
We here at the Daily Upper Decker just condemn every form of rape. So when something like this happens, we are totally against it. We're not trying to make any jokes about it or anything like that because there
Ashley
is no
Banfield,
joke about
you're the
it.
Best.
But for jokes, when you're looking for jokes, make sure you head to dailyupperdecker.com. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck. We're also on the Vine. And we're going to try and get the Snapchat thing rolling. If Keith can just give us a call back,
still,
baby, come on.
Still
get
no,
us on here, Keith.
Still no
I
views.
I feel like we're the NFL executives. We need grandchildren to help us with this.
All right. Furberg has to get to his car in 22 minutes. So we've got to do a shortened version here of my favorite segment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for everybody's favorite game, Fact or Fudge.
Fact or Fudge.
One view.
I like that. I'm not even going to put the normal Fact or Fudge in there.
I can do like falsetto. So if you need
let's
like,
do it again. I like it that much. It's time for Fact or Fudge.
Fact or Fudge.
Thank you. You ever played like a You Don't Know Jack game?
Oh, I love You Don't Know
Jack. That's something out of that. I love it. It's
no, the Jackbox Party Pack on PlayStation is the shit, dude.
Oh, yeah. I've got it on the Amazon Fire Stick. It's amazing.
Yeah, you use your phone
Fibbage,
to play.
Yeah, Fibbage and Quiplash.
Quiplash is the best. It's holy amazing. Shit, we have to play.
Anytime.
I did not know that you have this.
We'll bring it up the next time we'll play. We've done it after podcast before. It's amazing.
It's awesome.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This week, like we'd already talked about it earlier, a ton of sports legends are passing away. So in the last calendar year, it's a ton of them. So it was Yogi Berra in September of 2015. And then this week alone, Muhammad Ali and Kimbo Slice. True legends, gentlemen. So that leads us to our Fact or Fudge question of the week. Adam Furberg against Brady Matthews. I'm going to give you a quote, and then you have to tell me, did this quote come from Yogi Berra, Muhammad Ali, or Kimbo Slice? Believe it or not, Kimbo Slice has quotes on the internet.
No, he was great on the mic. Like, it's a shame he wasn't in wrestling.
Or in a Vin Diesel movie. All right, here we go. So who won last time? Was it Adam? I think you won.
I think Brady won in the last second.
I did win.
All right, so you're the champion, so you get to go first. Now, remember, you do have a pullout. So if you don't know, you can pull out on the question and give it to your competitor, and then he has to answer. If he gets it right, he gets your point, plus he gets to go again with the next question. If he gets it wrong, you get your point. Congratulations.
And this is what, I'm sorry, this is Factor Fudge, right?
Factor Fudge, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, normally it's like I tell you something, you tell me if it's fact or fudge. This week it's, did this quote come from Yogi Berra, Muhammad Ali, or Kimbo Slice? Are you ready, Brady Matthews?
Yes, please.
Reigning champion. With these hands, I can part the sea. With these hands,
Muhammad Ali.
I feed the family. Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Incorrect. That's Kimbo Slice.
It what? Sounds like
a Kimbo Slice. Yeah.
Come on. Not.
Kimbo Slice.
Ouch.
That's all right. So that's an X.
Either way, it wasn't Yogi Berra.
I jumped the gun on that one.
That's an X for Brady Matthews. That's all right. Still plenty of time, though.
Yeah. All right, here
plenty
we go.
Here we go. Adam Ferber.
I think this would be a tough one because last time we got them all right until the last second.
I did some research here on this one.
Okay, nice.
Here we go. Right. Did this quote come from Yogi Berra, Muhammad Ali, or Kimbo Slice?
Okay.
If a guy's willing to fight you, that says a lot. He's sure about himself. You can't take that from anybody.
I'm going to go Muhammad Ali.
Incorrect. That is also Kimbo Slice.
Oh, no. Is this
Kimbo
Slice?
Slice.
Is
no,
this
I didn't.
Slice?
I didn't
God,
put
he's coming up with some good
Slice.
Quotes. There's ones I've never fucking
But you
heard.
Also, in the first three questions, you can't put one from Yogi, one from Muhammad, one from
right.
Kimbo, right?
Right.
You got to mix
right.
it
no,
up.
You got to do it.
It's not, the, C is not the correct answer here all the way down the test. All
right.
Brady Matthews, that's a big, big one for you there. You guys are tied.
Okay.
A bird can fly as high as it wants, but it eventually has to come down to earth and get some water. And when it comes down to get that water, that's when you strike.
I mean, that sounds like a Yogi Berra fucking quote.
It's Kimbo Slice.
What? Dude,
three slices in a row. That's insane.
Kimbo
that
Slice
like Yogi
in a row.
Berra.
Now
that
the question
like
is,
shit.
Did he do four in a row? Here
okay,
we go.
Here we go.
Yogi Berra, Muhammad Ali, or Kimbo Slice?
Got it.
Your mind, your heart, and your balls got to be in one accord.
I mean, come on.
That's a Yogi Berra quote.
No, definitely not.
No, it's
Kimbo
Slice.
You did all Slice, didn't you?
Listen, do you think Yogi Berra is going to say your balls?
I do think Yogi Berra
well,
would
I do
say
think it was
balls.
Yogi Berra who said one in the pink and two in the stink. I yeah. could be wrong on yeah, that, but
was,
I think that was yeah. the first
I
one
I think
to
that
say
was
that.
My Uncle Ed.
Uncle Ed. He looked like Yogi Berra.
He did. Actually, he did.
Uncle
They're
Ed.
Both balls.
All right. Tough game here. Tough game. 0-0.
Right.
Factor Fudge here at the Daily Upper Decker. Did this quote come from Yogi Berra, Muhammad Ali, or Kimbo Slice? When you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Oh, that's Yogi Berra.
That is correct.
Yeah, no
All right. We got a Yogi Berra.
That.
We got Brady Matthews
on
the board.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
So, if you're keeping score at home, it was four Kimbo Slice quotes.
Is it one? Are we all X'd on?
No, it's 1-0.
1-0 to you. So
nobody, I give you
question?
Four Kimbo Slice quotes, and nobody guessed that
Watch
it was
out
him.
Now.
All right. Here we go. Yogi Berra, Muhammad Ali, or Kimbo Slice.
Got it.
All three are dead. I kind of look at it like a chick that does porn. Just because she did 100 porn scenes, that doesn't mean I'm going to be afraid to be with her. I'm going to still get that girl. That's how I look at it.
It's Kimbo Slice.
Yeah.
It's Yogi Berra.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. It's Kimbo Slice.
I love it.
Huge penthouse guy, Yogi Berra. Yeah. That's one of
the. I don't even think they called it porn back then. They called it like they called
like
it
dirty magazine.
No, they called it pictures. The picture, like dirty pictures.
The 42nd Street pictures. Hey,
looking at moving pictures.
Because they moved you.
You see those moving pictures that you don't have clothes on?
The way they move my pants.
Have you seen Lee? She looks hot.
Oh, we got a big game here at Factor Fudge at the Daily Upper Decker. Brady Matthews won. Adam Ferberg won. Brady Matthews, you're up. Yogi Berra, Muhammad Ali, or Kimbo Slice? I tell the kids, somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose. Just don't fight about it. Just try to get better.
Yogi Berra.
That is Yogi Berra, believe that it or not. Like the word Yogi fight Berra. Was in it, so I thought someone would say either Kimbo Slice.
Nah,
or...
it's just sound like such a PG. You should hear his. I mean, his quotes are like, if you ain't aiming for the moon, you're aiming for the stars. Or
if you ain't aiming for the moon, you're aiming for the poop shoot. Yeah. Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
It was number 51 on a list of top 50 quotes.
My best friend was Al Capone. Who was it? Kimbo Slice.
My ex-wife got syphilis from Al Capone.
You ever had scurvy during game 6?
Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo Slice.
All right, here we go. We got two for Brady Matthews, one for Adam Ferberg. Yogi Berra, Muhammad Ali, or Kimbo Slice. It gets late early out here.
Oh, that's Yogi Berra.
That is correct.
100%.
What? That's a quote?
Yeah. No, he spoke in contradictions. Like, they they always cut.
Yeah, well, back then, that's all they did.
I made a lot of wrong mistakes, is like a Yogi Berra quote.
Right. And everyone's like, holy shit, write that down.
Do you remember the old Aflac commercial with him in it?
Oh,
he was not making any sense, and even the duck walked out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's outstanding. All right. Hey, 2-2, guys.
All right.
Here we go. Number 9. Brady Matthews. If you even dream of beating me, you better wake up and apologize.
Muhammad Ali.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Because his is more poetic and phonetic.
Right. And I also saw that meme on Twitter. Thank you, modern day history.
Adam Ferberg, I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit, suffer now, and live the rest of your life as a champion.
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to go Kimbo Slice.
Not whatsoever.
That is incorrect, ladies and gentlemen. The game and the championship stays with Brady Matthews.
That was Muhammad Ali.
It was actually, it was Muhammad Ali, which was really ironic because the rest of his life, he didn't live as a champion. Like, you know, if you
saw...
That
was the end of his career?
Well, no, he said that, like, during his career.
Okay.
And he probably said it toward the end of his career, but when he was still, like, able. But toward the end of his life, like I said, the last 15 years of Muhammad Ali's life, like...
What if
I felt so bad for him. I was like, I couldn't believe that this guy was the greatest of all time.
What if he had Twitter back then? Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali would have been outstanding.
Yeah, no shit.
It would have been like Floyd Mayweather, like times 50.
Yeah, well, Floyd doesn't even know how to put, he doesn't even know how to put sentences together. No. Thank God there is Twitter. That's the only way he makes sense.
Like, who's one of the biggest shit talkers on Twitter?
Oh man, all like in terms of sports?
Yeah.
Well, I love LeBron's passive aggression on Twitter.
He calls his team out,
but in the third person.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it sounds like he's not referring to anybody, but we all know he's totally shitting on Kevin Love. Always. Always.
Well, you know that because he never includes Kevin Love in any of his pictures.
Right. Yeah. No.
Kevin Love always looks like he's going through something.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I mean? Like, he's got some stuff going on at home that no one knows about.
He looks like he complains to a parent that he's being bullied.
No, he looks like he complains to the equipment manager, and he's like, can you believe these guys? He's like, I know, dude. You're the only white guy on this whole team. I mean, suck it up.
No, Dellavedova.
Yeah, well, I don't know if
he and Kevin Love have gone out for a couple of good nights. Dellavedova,
that guy should be holding a clipboard. No, there's no way he should be on that fucking floor. How did he squeak through the fucking bouncer? I have no idea.
Make sure you guys check out the Daily Upper Decker every single day of the week. It's dailyupperdecker.com. Find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and of course on Vine. Brady, where can they find you?
Nowhere. I'm free agent this weekend.
No Snapchat.
Oh, you can.
Keith,
yeah, you can find
Keith,
me. At,
get a hold of him.
You can find me on Snapchat at Brady Matthews 13. You can find me on Instagram, Brady Matthews 32. That's it.
Okay.
As a guy whose name is impossible to spell, I appreciate the fact that you have different numbers for each of your social media. Yeah. Just to try to throw people
this
off.
Because
my social media is pretty much all the same across the board. It's Adam Ferberg, which is a fun...
F-E-U-E-R-B-E-R-G.
You're goddamn right.
Wow.
God, yeah. I have never met a non-Jew who
I would
can
never
spell that properly.
That.
Thank you
well,
so
I'll
much,
I'll tell you
Tommy.
What, when you're the editor of a sports blog, even though it's comedy and sports, you know, correct spelling and punctuation.
You better get it right.
Listen, you got to get that right. Then everything else can be a joke.
I didn't have ADHD until I started running the Daily Upper Decker. Now I'm full blown.
You
like
have
just
to
jars
have
of
it.
Ritalin and Coke Zero.
You
it's
have
crazy.
To have ADHD to run a sports website. 100%.
Pepsi Clear.
Yeah. Crystal Clear Pepsi.
Crystal Clear.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.